This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed for the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming up. Since back in 1955, Micrometer has been the friend of the farmer, supplying a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. And, producers, if you go to the website and order a flow meter now, for a limited time, you can get free shipping just by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP, FREESHIP. Micrometer's website is micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Again, that's micrometer.com/ag. The Army Corps of Engineers reports some 200 miles of levees have been compromised in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. And altogether, when you look at the scope of flooding, 9 million people in 14 states are under flood warnings today. In Nebraska alone, 74 cities, 65 counties, and 4 tribal areas have been declared in a state of emergency as the battle continues against the rivers swollen by the days of heavy rain and the rapid spring snowmelt. The Corps says even in some places where the water levels peaked, the current has remained so fast and the water has been so high that the damage has continued to pile up. And the combination of the storms and large snowpack this year has cities along the Mississippi, not just the Missouri River, bracing for potential flooding over the next 2 months. The executive director of the Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative, Colin Wellenkamp, says, "We think we're just getting started." And on top of the flooding woes in our region, there's still the flu season underway. Activity has peaked nationally, but some areas of the Midwest still have a hot flu season going on. 53 people in Indiana have died from the flu this winter. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's an economic reset for agriculture that continues. That's what noted agriculture economist David Cole calls it. Dr. Cole says farmers cannot control commodity prices, trade wars, tariffs, or weather. But to be successful today, he says they need to learn how to manage with focus and manage around the uncontrollables. In other words, he says, manage what you can. A Cleveland, Ohio car dealer had a grand plan he thought could keep that Lordstown, Ohio plant open. Bernie Marino wanted to turn the Chevy Cruze compact cars into an international ride-hailing fleet, something like Uber or Lyft. They would use only the Cruze. The CEO of General Motors rejected the idea. She said the economics weren't sound. There is today another brick-and-mortar retail fatality to report. Shopko now says it will close all of its stores by June. Before bankruptcy, Shopko had 15,000 employees, a third of them in Wisconsin. That chain started in Wisconsin. One store in Green Bay 57 years ago. That was 1962. That was the year Vince Lombardi and the Packers went 13-1. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.